Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to Live Well Anyway. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. If you're new here, this is a podcast geared towards women who want to feel healthy, look good, and stay organized. We tend to lean a little bit crunchy, but want to stay modern and pulled together at the same time. We talk a lot about planning, beauty, wellness, hobbies, and everything in between. We're real women doing our best to live well anyway in the midst of life's chaos. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we are living well anyway in the midst of the coming holiday season. We just got done with Halloween, and we are like fully in the onslaught of everything that happens in November and December. And though it is still early, I wanted to talk about some things that we can be doing right now to make our lives a little bit easier over the next 2 months. So that is what we are going to dive into in this episode. Just some of my favorite easy-ish tips and tricks that are going to help us to get through the holidays. But if you hear this episode and you think, you know what, I would really like a little bit more help, I would like a little bit more guidance and hand-holding for getting through this holiday season, then might I suggest you come over and join the Live Well Planned Holiday Boot Camp that I am going to be kicking off on November 10th. So this is going to be a 5-day intensive with a couple of bonus days of content that is going to be all about just getting in there, getting down and dirty with our holiday planning and getting everything figured out, creating a roadmap that we can follow through the rest of the holiday season that is going to help it to be less overwhelming, that is going to allow us to actually be able to enjoy the holidays alongside our families as we keep on top of everything. So what is this going to include? Well, it's going to be 5 intensive days where I come on live in a private Facebook group where we are going to have around a 45-minute session every day of teaching about how to get on top of things for the holidays. Each day has a different theme. We're going to be looking at your calendar, gift giving, events and traditions, food, decor, all of the rest. We're also going to talk quite a bit about New Year's and how we can be planning for that, how we can be taking care of ourselves during this holiday season, because in addition to the main live teachings that I'll be doing every day, we're also going to have morning motivational check-ins. And these are just like 15-minute check-ins where I will be coming on live and talking about some small thing that you can be doing to stay on top of things and create this roadmap for yourself. In addition to that, there will be PDF guides that go along with every single day. There will be Trello boards included if you prefer to plan digitally. And we will also have that private Facebook group that will be continuing through the end of the year. So it will be open until January. And each week there will be check-ins, making sure that you're staying on top of everything. We're going to be parceling out all of these tasks that are included in the holidays so you're not having to do them all at once. And I would love for you to come over and join us. It is currently, if you are listening to this before November 5th, still at the lower price point of $37 to be entering this 1-week-long boot camp. So if you want to get in there and take advantage of it before the price goes up to $47, I would love to have you come over, join us at mackenziecoppa.com/holidaybootcamp. That's where you can find all of the information, get all of the links that you will be needing so that on November 10th, when we kick everything off, you will be there and ready to hash out all of your planning and your preparation so that you can actually feel less overwhelmed and enjoy this holiday season. I absolutely can't wait to get you in there, get to know everybody, come alongside of you, and help us all to be able to enjoy the next couple of months. So head over to mackenziecoppa.com/holidaybootcamp to become a part of that. I would love to see you there. But for right now, let's get started with some easy things that you can be doing even this very first week of November to be setting off your holiday season well and starting to reduce that overwhelm that can so easily creep in on us. So the first thing that I'm going to recommend is that you pull out all of those emails and papers that the school has been sending home, or your kids' activities, or, you know, all of the different things that give you dates of things that are happening over the next couple of months, and get them plugged in on your calendar. Now, maybe some of you have already done this, but I know that sometimes I can get to this point in the year and get a little bit backlogged on that task. So right before school started, I was on my game. I was getting everything loaded into my Google Calendar. I knew exactly when everything was happening. But then as the school year gets rolling along and they start bringing home more flyers, and you're getting more emails from teachers of band concerts and holiday trips and holiday whatever, all this stuff starts happening, and it all sort of starts to be disjointed. You've got the information in a lot of different places, and it can be easy to have things sneak up on you or miss them completely. And so I want to encourage you to take, you know, however long it's going to take. Maybe you only have a few events that you need to add, but maybe you really need to go like scouring through emails and finding all of those papers, and you need to sit down for just like a good hour and hash out your calendar for the next couple of months. Sit down, put down every practice, put down every concert, every game, every school event that is happening, everything. Get it plugged in on your calendar so you can see it all together. You can see if there are things that overlap. You can really get a handle on what the next couple of months are going to look like. Make sure you're including any holiday parties that you're invited to, or traditions that your family does. Maybe every year you go on a sleigh ride, or you make snowmen together, or, you know, I don't know what it is that your family does, but make sure that you put all of those things down. Things that maybe even don't have a set date. Like maybe there's a holiday festival that goes on for a week and you need to pick a time that you are actually going to go and do that thing. Well, pick the time, pick the day that you're going to do it. Start planning in advance so that you know and you can fit all of those things in, especially if they're like community events. Every year, our city hosts a really big gingerbread house making competition that I think is always so fun to go to, but it always sneaks up on us and we either remember it the last minute or we missed it completely. And so that's one of those things that I want to think about right now as I'm focused on my calendar. I want to go find the information. Oh, I know that's coming up. I know we want to go to it. When is that? Let me put it on my calendar. It's just this intentional time that you can set aside to make sure that you're not going to miss anything. And it has such a calming effect on me when I know it's all in one place. When one of my kids asks me, hey, when is this thing going on? I don't have to be like, oh, I gotta go search that, find that, figure out when that is. Nope, I can just look in my calendar. I can just look in this one spot and I've got it all down there. I can very easily see what kind of conflicts we might have, especially if the kids are asking to do a lot of extra things, be like, well, we've got this, this, and this going on. It helps everybody to have a little bit more realistic expectations of what the holiday season is going to look like. Also, if you're someone who tends to get a little bit overwhelmed by all of the different events and things that happen in the holiday season, once you can actually look at them on your calendar, you yourself can be a little bit more realistic about what you're going to commit to. About maybe this isn't the best year for you to be hosting the school party for Christmas or whatever it is. You can look at what your time is actually going to look like and make wise choices about where it's going to go and what you're actually capable of taking on. Because that's a big part of our calendars, is being realistic and using it as a tool to not necessarily get out of things, but understand how much time we actually have and how we may be contributing to our own burnout by not saying no to things. And so having that concrete place to be able to look and see where your time is actually going is going to help you to be able to make better decisions about your time so that you can fight that overwhelm. I think that's one of the number one things that you can do to fight that sense of, it's just all too much, because some of that we can't control. But to the extent that we can control it, to the extent that we can say no to things or plan them differently, then I think that we should, and your calendar is a really good place to be able to come back to make those decisions. Okay, ladies, if you follow me across social media and whatnot, or if you're on Patreon or anywhere else, then you know that lately I have been making a more concerted effort to make sure that I'm using really clean products in my life. So I like to think that I generally try to use fairly clean stuff, but I knew stuff had kind of worked its way in over the years. So I went through and I looked at what all of the products I was using were and how clean they were. And I was so glad when Thrive Cosmetics passed the test. I was good to go. I could keep using my favorites because so many things from Thrive are my absolute favorite skincare and makeup products. I mean, hands down, you guys, their Liquid Lash Extensions mascara is, it's my ride or die. I wear it every single day. I absolutely love it. I love a mascara that tubes. So if you don't know what that does, it means it individually makes a little tube around each lash that then when I'm washing it off at night, it just slides right off. It looks like your eyelashes are falling off, but they're not. It's just the little tubes from the mascara that are coming off, and it makes it so I don't look like a raccoon. And it's really easy to wash off, and I'm a really big fan of that. It just stays where it needs to stay all day long. I can cry with this stuff. I can nap with this stuff. I can do whatever I need to do with this mascara. It's amazing. And it's vegan. It's a best-selling product. It has more than 20,000 five-star reviews. I'm not the only person who loves it. It has clean, nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, healthier-looking lashes over time, which I can attest to. I absolutely love it. My other ride or die, the thing that I cannot live without from Thrive, is their Infinity Waterproof Liner. You guys, I love this stuff. Once you get it on and it's got this great little smudger on the other end so you can get it perfectly on exactly where you want it to, it doesn't go anywhere. It is smudge proof for all day wear. They've got all kinds of different colors. My personal favorite is Hoda, which is like a nice slate gray. So it's there, but it's like not too much of a punch. It lets you to have kind of that no makeup makeup look, but with like a little something to your eyes. I love it. It glides on so nicely. It's just like this buttery product that goes on and you're thinking, there's no way this is going to stay. And then it does. It like sets and it's awesome. It's like the semi-permanent technology used in microblading, but reimagined for an eyeliner. It's just so, so good. And then to top it all off, Thrive is just an awesome company. They really believe in their bigger than beauty mission, which is every product purchased from Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous different causes. You can go see all of the different causes on their website. Like I said, there's over 300 of them. They really focus on giving back. They are all about the causes. So they make great clean makeup and skincare, plus they give back to communities. You can just all around feel really good about your purchases from Thrive Cosmetics, and I love that. So now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. You can be looking good for those holidays, and you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/livewell. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/livewell for 15% off your first order. Go check them out. thrivecosmetics.com/livewell. Another thing that you can be plugging in on your calendar are some simple things that you want to have done by a certain date. So maybe you want to have certain gifts ordered by a certain date, or you want to have a certain number of gifts wrapped every week, or you want to make sure that you have cookies made for a certain party by a certain date. These are also good things that you can plug in on your calendar because they are also going to give you a better idea of how much time you actually have in your day and your week. So there's that big difference between you know you're going to the cookie party and you know you need to make the cookies for the cookie party. And so planning that into your time instead of having it just sneak up on you and being like, oh my goodness, I need 2 dozen cookies for the cookie party tomorrow night. You know in advance when you need to have those things done for, and you can account for that in your day, in your time, so that you're not overwhelming yourself with more tasks than you can actually take on. Again, it keeps coming back to that same principle. But having those things on your actual calendar, have this done by task, helps you to be able to see overall what's happening. Now, number two is another kind of calendar planning thing that I want to encourage you to be doing during the holiday season, and that is planning your meals. I'm sure that will come as no shock to you that I'm going to encourage you to plan your meals. You guys know by now that I have been a longtime lover of Planned Eat. Of course, they have sponsored the podcast for a long time, but I used them for many years before that. In fact, I've used Planned Eat for 8 years. It was right around this same time of year, 8 years ago, that I heard about it at a baby shower, actually, from a friend. And she was showing me on her phone how she did it and how easy it was. And I went and signed up, and I've never been able to turn back. And I think especially because I started it around this time of year when there was so much craziness going on, and being able to simplify your meals right now when there's so much else happening, I think is so essential. For instance, this week I'm looking at 3 nights of dance, 2 nights of band concerts, and other sports practices that all overlap with each other. There's a lot going on. And if I wasn't thinking about this in advance, if I hadn't planned our meals in advance and thought, okay, what can I put in the crock pot? What things can we have as leftovers? When can I have those things done? When in my day am I actually going to be doing the making of the meals? Because that's another big thing to be thinking through in your head. Once I have all of that figured out, it takes so much stress out of the week. If I didn't know that, if I just knew, okay, tonight we have dance and a band concert and people need to eat, but I'm not sure how that's going to happen, we would invariably end up having to go get takeout late at night after everything was done. People are grumpy and hungry, and I'm stressed out because I've spent money that I didn't want to spend, and I don't know how to make all of the pieces work because I didn't think about it in advance. But because I did that meal planning in advance, I was able to get my groceries on the weekend, get some things prepped, make sure I knew when during my day I could put things into the Instant Pot or into the crock pot, or get help with so that I could make sure that things were able to happen at a reasonable time and we weren't eating super late and all of those logistics. And I just feel like a so much calmer mom and person in general because I know those things. And then I can make these menus on Plan to Eat. So I can actually take this, know this was a really busy week. I'm going to mark that down, create that into a menu as a busy week menu. It's something that I can then repeat again, and I can save myself from having to do that day by day planning, even though it's super easy in Plan to Eat because you just drag and drop it. I swear this isn't an ad. They aren't paying me for this right now. This is just because I genuinely love Plan to Eat, and I find that it makes such a difference. And I will go ahead and just tell you, even though they're not paying me for this, you can get 30 days free and 30% off a yearly subscription if you go to plantoeat.com/livewell. And that's also where we can become friends and share recipes and menus and all that kind of good stuff. But even if you don't use Plan to Eat, even if that isn't how you're going to plan your meals, just getting that figured out, just having the meal planning part figured out for these next couple of months, I would say plan out as many weeks in advance as you possibly can. And again, by making menus for yourself, you're going to simplify that task a whole lot. This is an easy time of year to be able to be doing things that can be thrown in the crock pot, that can be repeated, or even double batching things. So instead of just making one amount of soup, make a larger amount of soup and be able to have it as leftovers, or be able to put some in the freezer, or make a big thing of enchiladas and just go ahead and double it so that you can put half of it in the freezer and you can have that ready for another day. This is a great time to be thinking of some of those kinds of things. And the meals from this sort of season are so much easier to do that with than in the spring or in the summer or even the early fall. They're those hearty kinds of meals that are really easy to duplicate and freeze. So go ahead and do yourself that favor so that you can save your time for those busier weeks when things are coming along. I just think that if you sit down and put a little bit of brain effort into meal planning during the season, it's going to be a huge savior for you, and it's going to save so much time and stress and money, especially during a time of year when you really want to be devoting that money to other things. So, you know, we all know that we have the meal planning that has to happen for the actual holidays that are going on. But doing the meal planning for the rest of the time, the real life, the everyday life that still has to continue, can really help you to just manage that stress load. Okay, ladies. As I've mentioned, I've really been trying to clean up the toxins in our house. I'm eliminating them everywhere that I can because I think we're just on toxic overload. However, there are some things that I have been using that are blessedly non-toxic, and I'm so happy. And one of those is my Caraway cookware, you guys. I got this stuff, I don't know, about a year ago, and I've been in love with it ever since because not only is it beautiful, they've made these collections so they are modern cookware sets. They've got all kinds of different colors. I've got the cream color, which is just beautiful in my kitchen. So not only are they gorgeous and modern, but they work really well. I've never had cookware that the food actually doesn't stick to. And it's not because it's coated in some crazy thing. This is the real clincher. Not only do they look beautiful and work super well, but they're not killing my family because they aren't full of all those toxic chemicals that you think about with a lot of non-stick cookware. Caraway's products are made without any of the toxic materials like PFAS, PTFE, PFOA, or other hard-to-pronounce chemicals. They're not in there. You can just feel totally solid and good about how you are cooking for your family. You're getting rid of all of the toxins when you use Caraway's stuff. They've also kind of gone above and beyond. They've thought of a lot of smart things, like all sets come equipped with easy access storage solutions, which is super smart, so you don't have to stack anything. Gone are the days of misplacing your lids. They're going to make sure that your cupboards are all well organized and very modern. And they've also rethought the way they've put together all of their cooking sets. So, for instance, the cookware set is a modern and chemical-free iteration of the traditional 16-piece set, but it's boiled down to just four essentials: a fry pan, a saute pan, which I have and I love, and their saucepan, and a Dutch oven. I also have their Dutch oven. It is beautiful. It is awesome. I make all my soups and I can make bread in there and everything. So good, just four pieces, and they work so well. Plus, they have their long-awaited Iconics collection that's finally here. It's high design, upgraded, featuring two unmistakable classic shades that are both dressed up in glossy gold hardware. I may have some heart eyes and wanting after those. They also have their bakeware set, which is an assortment of non-toxic baking essentials that every modern kitchen needs, so you can get to baking your goods without any of the bads. So again, they're beautiful. They are very modern. They're well organized in your cupboards. And to top it off, they're non-toxic. Caraway is the way to go to have cookware that you can feel good about and that is going to be beautiful. So visit carawayhome.com/livewell to take advantage of my limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for my listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/livewell or use the code LIVEWELL at checkout. Caraway. Non-toxic cookware made modern. Okay, now I'm going to talk about something else that could very easily sound like an ad, but it is not. They are not sponsoring the podcast currently, but I think is a game changer, especially around this holiday season when we're doing a lot of shopping, and that is Honey. If you guys do not have the browser extension downloaded on your computer or even on your phone for Honey, you are losing out on the money. So there are so many different things that Honey actually can do for you. And one of them is that it finds coupons. So automatically when you are checking out off of any website, it is going to go and look for available coupons and test those on the website to see if they will work for you. I don't know how many times I've thought there's no possible way there's a coupon out there. And Honey actually ends up saving me a legitimate amount of money. And then a lot of times, even if it didn't find an active coupon code, it will give me Honey Gold or cash back. So I even do this when I order my groceries online. It is one of the stores that can get me cash back on Honey. And so even though it didn't give me a coupon for my groceries, I'm actually getting a percentage back on what I paid for my groceries when I have that activated on Honey. I just went and looked and I have like $30 in my Honey account that I can either cash out or get for gift cards. And that's awesome when it wasn't even something I was trying to do. It just kind of like automatically does it all for me. I also really like, and I think this is essential for this time of year, the drop list feature on Honey. So what this allows you to do is watch different products that you're wanting to see when the price drops, and then it will email you when the price has dropped on that item somewhere. And it will say, hey, just to let you know, this product, this toy, this shirt, this whatever has just dropped in price. It's a good time to buy. So it is watching those things for you, so you're not constantly trying to go in and find the best prices on things. So you can curate all of those lists. You can go in there, you can categorize them if you want to, you can completely organize it. And it's all free, by the way. Joining Honey is completely free. And so you put it all in there. You could have a list for all of your skincare items. You could have a list for all of the different gifts you're looking for your kids for Christmas. You can have a list for stuff you're wanting to buy for your home. You can put all of that in there, and it is going to tell you when the best time is to buy it. And so if you're trying to be really careful about staying on top of sales and making sure you're getting stuff at the best price for Christmas and throughout this holiday season, you can even put in decor in there that you're wanting to buy. Then go ahead and take a little bit of time to set up your Honey account to drop list and watch those items so that then you're able to jump on them when it is the best possible time to buy them. I just think it's kind of a no-brainer. It's going to save you money, which we all need, especially this time of year, and it's going to save you time if you kind of like bulk shop at once. If you go in there and you put in all of the stuff that you're wanting to watch, and then it will remind you later, and you can just easily, really quickly go and buy those items. You don't have to keep coming back to those sites over and over again to look when the best prices are going to be. It's just going to automatically tell you. So I think that Honey, you can go to joinhoney.com, is a great way to help prepare yourself for this Christmas shopping buying season to make sure that you are getting the best prices on things, and that you're just being smart with your finances and your time. Okay, the next one, you guys, is a really easy, straightforward, sort of ridiculous one that I'm going to tell you. And that is just go ahead right now, go out and buy tape and batteries. Because invariably, those are the two things that we are missing when I need them the most during the holiday season. It's always when I go and sit down to finally get some wrapping done that I realize my children have used like all my Scotch tape to make fake nails or whatever weird thing they've decided to do with it. Or it's that, you know, finally it's Christmas, kids are opening things up and they require batteries and we just don't have them. And man, what a letdown when they so badly want to play with the thing that they have and I do not have the ability to cater to that. And it's like, well, it's Christmas. Everything's closed. I'm sorry. You're going to have to wait. Like, wah, wah. Nobody wants that. And also, I have a lot of things like battery lit candles and twinkle lights and all those kinds of things. It's just like a high usage battery season. So go out, buy them in bulk, get what you need so you make sure that you have your tape and your batteries on hand, and for the love, hide them from your children so they don't have free reign access to the tape and the batteries, because that's when it gets used for fake nails or posting things in their room or, you know, whatever. So they always steal them if I have them in a place that they know about. So make sure that you go ahead and hide the tape and the batteries, but just get them now. I know some of, you know, they'll go on sale. If you can find a sale on tape and batteries, then do. But even if you're waiting to like really bulk buy for some sort of great sale on tape and batteries, then fine. But get some. Just have some so that you know you have your bases covered. I think tape and batteries are essential to saving your sanity and helping you to feel like a better mom and, you know, all the things. Just get the tape and batteries. Just go get them today. Okay. Okay, ladies, if you've been following me on Instagram, then you know I've been trying to update my wardrobe a little bit, get on board with some of these new trends that can be a little bit hard to come on board with because they really remind me of middle school and high school. And so I'm trying to bring them into my late 30s and not look like a fool. But one of the ways that is really helping me to do that and to feel really comfortable in the clothes that I'm wearing is taking into account my results from my Color Guru consultation as I'm doing my shopping. I got to do this late last winter, and it was a game changer. It was so much fun to see exactly what colors work well with my skin tone. It has helped inform my decisions about the makeup that I wear and the different color palettes that I'm putting on. They even helped me to figure out what metals work best on me. It has been so much fun to be able to utilize those results. I have little cards that I can take with me when I'm going shopping, or I can compare to the things that I'm buying online that have all of the different colors that some of them I wouldn't have even really expected would have worked well with my skin tone, and they totally do. And I just love knowing that when I buy things in that color palette, I can feel really confident that they're going to look good on me. It's not going to make me look washed out. It's going to make me appear vibrant, especially as we're heading into fall. And I think sometimes we can all get sucked into this collective color palette that we think is going to look good on all of us. But newsflash, we don't all look fabulous in mustard yellow. It's just not a color for everyone, including myself. And so I love knowing that I can pick from these colors that are going to work well for me. I can customize my fall wardrobe and feel really confident and good with everything that I'm buying. And I want you guys to have that same experience as well. It is so much fun. You send in some pictures, they give you a whole workup and a whole thing about how you can customize your look. They even have a hair guru, Allie, who I had on the podcast also last spring, who will tell you the best color and cut that is going to work for you and your face shape and all of the things. They're really going to help you to feel more confident in your own skin. So head over to yourcolorguru.com and you can use the code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. This is such a valuable service and it is so much fun. If you want to feel more confident about the wardrobe choices that you are making this fall, then this is an experience you definitely want to have. So go over to yourcolorguru.com and use that code LIVEWELL at checkout for 10% off. Tell them I sent you. You're going to have a blast and let me know how it goes. Now we're already to number 5 on this list. This is going to be a little bit shorter podcast episode today, but hopefully it is just like hard hitting to the point of what we need to do right now for our holiday season. And that is figure out some little ways to take care of yourself during this season. Okay, you guys, this is kind of playing off of last week's episode with Katie as well. But I think that taking the time to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves in a variety of different ways during the craziness of the holiday season is so important, because generally we are the ones that are steering this ship, right? We're the ones who are making sure the gifts get bought and that everybody is fed and that all of the traditions get followed and that everyone is where they need to be. And, you know, we are the ones who are having to man that helm and make sure that it's all happening and everybody's happy and everybody feels like it's magical. And we can very easily get ourselves overwhelmed and run down and not really be taking care of ourselves during the season. We can put ourselves on the back burner in a lot of ways. But I think that we need to make sure then even more that we are not doing that. That we are not just, you know, giving up creating the traditions and the magic and the whatever, but we're going to do a better job of that if we are taking care of ourselves. Now, some of the ways that we can be taking care of ourselves is doing everything that I've mentioned in this podcast episode already. Getting your calendar together, planning for your meals, having that stuff on hand, making sure you're saving money so you're not stressing out about that, having those tape and batteries so you're not stressing out about that, but then doing some things to also nourish your body. Because this is a season where there's a lot more candy and sugar and treats and carbs and all of the things. You know it. I know it. And so, you know, while I'm not saying deny yourself completely of all those things, maybe we need to bump up some of the other health things that we want to be doing for ourselves during the season, like really making sure that we're on top of our supplements, really making sure that we are drinking that water and moving our bodies, even if it's just in some small way. You know, this one is one of the biggest hangups that I end up having is I'm not good at working out. I'm not a worker-outer. I'm not a gym person. I don't like to run. I much prefer the sedentary lifestyle, if I'm being quite honest, but I know that when I just allow myself to do that, that I ache more and I feel puffy and I don't feel well and I feel tired. And I know so much of the time for me, I really have to push myself to do that. I don't know that I'm ever going to be that person who just like craves working out and super enjoys it. However, I do know mentally the difference that it makes and the way that I feel. But sometimes, because I can have those big aspirations of like, okay, I'm going to do, you know, this yoga challenge for the next 30 days and it's going to be amazing. In reality, I'm probably not going to follow through on that challenge. And so that's when I have to like scale it back a little bit and be like, even if I am only jumping for 5 minutes on my trampoline, but I just really get after it, maybe I'm going to commit to doing 5 push-ups every day this week, like making it so small that it's almost laughable and manageable, but that I'm doing it. It's kind of like I've given myself that permission. With my reading, we've talked about that many times on my Kindle registers if I have just turned a couple of pages in that sucker and it says, you read today, woohoo, yay, you kept your streak going. So if I can even say, well, even if I just do those 5 push-ups, even if I just do that, it is something, I've done something and it counts. And if we can allow that to count, if we can be doing those little things to be helping ourselves to detox, like, you know, just adding that dry brushing in there, doing, you know, the little cold rinse at the end of your shower, doing those little things. And we're going to get into this more in a couple of weeks and talk about some of the ways that I've been trying to detox my body and get things back on track and that sort of thing. But if we can just be thinking about taking care of ourselves, taking care of our mental health, maybe you need to make sure that you set a timer and you do 5 minutes of journaling every day during the season. Even if you don't feel like you have a ton to process, you just say like, I know I'm not really like maybe thinking about things as much as I need to. I know that I do that because it feels like there's so many distractions and there's so many things going on and I'm constantly going and I'm constantly taking care of everybody else that I'll just deal with my stuff later. I'll think about my stuff later. Well, when is later? Go ahead and make the time for later. Set aside that time to sit down with your journal and really just try to put some things down, even if it's just, this is what I did today. Or maybe it's the harder things of, this is what feels hard right now. Or I'm sad about this thing. Or I'm not wanting to get stuck here. You know, a lot of times if we can do that, then we do have the mental energy and the focus to be able to move back into action again and get on top of all of these things that we are trying to be being on top of, because it can all feel like too much and it can feel like all those things start to weigh us down. And I think that we forget that those emotional things or all the stuff weighing in our thoughts that we keep putting on the back burner, they really do take energy, like literal physical energy for our brains to hold on to. And when we can put them down on the paper or on an app on our phone, or maybe you just need to, you know, like talk into your voice reminders or, you know, whatever it's going to be for you to actually offload a lot of those things and give yourself some relief, you will feel physically lighter and less tired because it's literally your brain not having to take as much time and space and energy. It is costing you calories, which maybe you're like, yay, I need to burn those calories, but not in that way. Not in that way. We need to offload some of those burdens, some of those thoughts, some of those things that are getting stagnant in our minds and causing that heaviness so that we can be more present and we can do the things that we need to do. So maybe sit down. I've encouraged you to do a lot of sitting down during this episode. Sit down and get your calendar together. Sit down and plan out those meals. Sit down and sign up for Honey and put in all of the gifts that you're wanting to buy, everything and everything that you're wanting to watch. Don't sit down with the tape and the batteries. Get up off the couch and run to the store and go get those right now. But then when you get back, sit down and figure out some little ways that you can take care of yourself this season, both physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. You know, maybe you need to factor in a little bit of creative time. You know, maybe you want to be able to sit down and crochet on that blanket that you've been working on for 3 years. Not that I've been doing that. You know, maybe you want to get a paint by number. Maybe you want to do some classes on Skillshare. Maybe you want to do something to just be like feeding yourself and your creativity and your joy during this season. And I guarantee you, even though it may feel like, ah, I don't have the time for that, or I don't have the space in my life for that, if you do those things, it will ripple out. If you are happier, then you are going to be a better mom with your kids, and you're going to not be as grumpy about the traditions that maybe you don't so much care about, but you really feel like, ah, we've done it all these years and I got to do it, even though I don't really want to do it. Maybe you're going to be able to do those things a little bit easier if you're finding those little ways to make sure that you are taken care of. I have that same challenge in my life. I'm trying to make sure I'm really on top of it right now, and I'm listening to what I need in those little seasons while I'm making sure that I'm taking care of everybody else and all of their needs. So this is your permission slip to take some time to sit down and do those things, to get those things planned, to put the thought into them that they deserve, so that you can be more present throughout these next 2 months of all of the craziness and all of the holidays and all the extra things that we put on top of our already crazy lives. Those are my suggestions of what you can be doing right now. I hope that you find it helpful. If you want links to any of the things that I've talked about in this episode, we've got our Plan to Eat link in the show notes. We've got the link to Honey. We've got the link to my YouTube video all about utilizing Google Calendar to make sure you're getting things planned out well. All of that stuff will be in today's show notes. Don't miss it. Also, be sure that you are maybe paying attention over to my YouTube channel. I am getting on top of it, you guys. I'm so excited to report that I have actually been getting out some videos, and I'm trying to be more consistently in that space. So you can find me at youtube.com/MackenzieCoppa. And if you went over there and you subscribed and you watched some videos, gave them some thumbs up and that sort of thing, it would mean so, so much to me. I'm actually getting pretty close to that 1,000 subscriber level that is kind of key if you know anything about YouTube. So that is exciting, and I would really love if you came over there. I'm really trying to pump up that content and getting after it. I've got some fun things in the works, and it's going to primarily be focusing on some planning content, but also a lot of the things that I am currently doing to be cleaning up my life, cleaning up my act, trying to eliminate a lot of the more toxic products that had sort of found their way back into my life, and be kind of like revolutionizing all of that stuff, challenging myself to be getting after my health and getting up off the couch and doing some workouts and that sort of thing. So I am planning to document a lot of that over there on YouTube. So again, you can find me at youtube.com/MackenzieCoppa. I would love to connect with you over there. Be sure you find me and subscribe. But if you want links to anything that we talked about in today's episode, then go ahead and swipe up in whatever app you are listening to the podcast on. You should be able to find all of it there. Or as always, you can go to MackenzieCoppa.com, click on podcast, and you can find all of the links to all of our show notes and all of that stuff right there. And of course, just one last reminder, I would love to have you come over and be a part of our holiday planning bootcamp. You can find that at MackenzieCoppa.com/holiday bootcamp. I would love to have you be a part of it. Let's take everything that we talked about today to a whole other level. Let's work through it. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Do it with a bunch of other ladies who are also wanting to get on top of their holiday planning. If you want to even do this last one that we talked about and really map out, how am I going to take care of myself during this holiday season? How am I going to make sure that I am physically and emotionally prepared for everything that is coming? Well, we are going to do that. We are going to do that together. We're going to figure it out together. together and we are going to walk through this holiday season together so that we can enjoy it and feel less overwhelmed. So come over and join us. Again, that price is going up on November 5th. So get in before then at mackenziekappa.com/holidaybootcamp. I can't wait to see you there. And until our next episode, ladies, go be bold and gracious.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.